Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Cattle prices have headed higher in recent days, and livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says you've got to give at least some of the credit to much stronger wholesale box beef prices.
It is. It's a combination, I think, of supply and demand factors, but probably the demand side continues strong. You know, after a somewhat counter-seasonal run-up in box beef in January into February, we did pull back a little bit briefly, and then we've taken off again in a more seasonal way with a lot of strength in these box beef prices. And in fact, if you look at across all the beef, pork, and poultry prices are all at the wholesale level running very strong. And so I think, you know, demand in general is going strong. Obviously, we got another round of stimulus payments. That's helping, no doubt. Demand side is definitely helping to pull these cattle markets ahead a little bit.
And Darrell, as you look at these current market conditions and what's going on in the economy, you feel pretty good about all that continuing?
I really think so. You know, again, I think there's a fair amount of optimism built into the general economy just from the standpoint that we are making progress with vaccine rollout and moving forward with reopening the economy. From a beef standpoint specifically, as we move into April here, we're really setting up the seasonal demand that's associated with, coming grilling season. A lot of that wholesale buying is going to take place in April and early May, getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. So a combination of both the retail grocery demand, if you will, from that standpoint, as well as continued progress on the food service side, is really helping to support these wholesale meat markets.
Feed costs for cattle producers, something of a worry, and that was exacerbated just a bit this last week with that prospective plantings report. What do you think the implications of that report might be when it comes to the livestock sector?
Well, it's going to continue to be a challenge for sure. You know, we've had such a strong run-up in crop prices for about the last 8 months. And that's beginning to be reflected in these, I shouldn't say beginning, it's certainly being reflected in these feedlot cost of gain. There'll be more of that to come, but this report then added more to the expectation that there's really no end in sight here in terms of these stronger grain prices, both from a demand standpoint, which still looks pretty firm, as well as from relatively tight supplies. And this planting intentions report in particular coming in so much less than trade expectations, it leaves some questions because there's some acres, if you will, sort of unaccounted for. And the question, I think, now is sort of where will those acres stay out of production? Will they come back into production? Exactly in what crops? But the bottom line is it looks like we're going to continue to see feed cost challenges that will have an impact on the cattle market.
Darrell, it seems like we've got a race going on right now, a race between higher feed grain costs, the inputs, versus better cattle prices based on what? Better beef demand.
Well, to some extent, that's right. I mean, obviously, the feeder cattle market is the most vulnerable to high feed prices, all else being equal. But all else, in this case, is largely fed cattle prices. So if fed cattle prices continue to strengthen, that can help pull the whole thing ahead, even with those feed market impacts into the feeder cattle market side. The other thing that's kind of interesting that's sort of developed now is that with these corn prices advancing as much and as fast as they have, they've actually kind of caught up to wheat prices to the point where feedlots may begin to think about switching out some feed ingredients. Mm-hmm. And so with a wheat harvest coming on, a winter wheat harvest coming on here in May and June, you know, we may see some switching of feedlot rations to help moderate a little bit some of those higher corn prices.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic number 6 coming up April 8th and 9th live from the Natchitoches, Louisiana Event Center. Both days starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 58,100 head will be sold. If you'd like details on the schedule for the 2 days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.